This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 8 months ago, the 24th of April to be precise, a clothing factory in Bangladesh collapsed. 1,100 people were killed. It's been called the deadliest incident in the history of that industry. There is news today. The families of those workers are going to get some financial help. Four of the retailers that bought from the factory have helped set up a fund that will pay out an average of $25,000 per household. Marketplace's Dan Weissman looks at what that'll mean in a country where the per capita income is about $1,900 a year.
First, if $1,900 sounds incredibly low to you, then Scott Nova has news. That's actually a lot more than the victims were making.
The workers who were killed were making on average around $600 or $700 per year.
He's the director of Workers' Rights Consortium, and he says Bangladesh has the world's lowest wages for garment workers. So does that make a $25,000 payout sound more reasonable?
A lot more there than it does here. At the same time, it's obviously not going to make anybody wealthy, even in the Bangladesh context.
Especially because it's going to be paid out over the lifetime of survivors. Essentially, every year the families will get about half of what the worker would have earned. The U.S. government has several calculators that peg the value of a human life here. They start at $6 million. And what if you were just taking out a life insurance policy?
They tend to say that an individual should have 7 to 10 times their income. In coverage.
That's Jack Dolan from the American Council of Life Insurers. He's citing figures from the financial planning industry.
It's so hard, and some people would say almost pointless, to compare the United States to Bangladesh.
That's Brad Adams. He looks at Asian countries for Human Rights Watch. In the U.S., he points out, if your boss's building fell down on you, your family would expect to be compensated.
In Bangladesh, there's no such protections. People are really in it all by themselves.
The companies involved in this agreement are all contributing voluntarily. Several big U.S. brands did business with the factory: Walmart, Children's Place, JCPenney, Sears. At this point, none of them have volunteered to kick in anything. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.